Is heaven just a feel-good mental pill for the grieving, or those fearing death to take to ease the pain? Or is it a reality? Is there a wonderful life beyond this one, in a place where anything and everything wonderful can and does happen? I recently watched an interview with a young Christian woman and her fiancé's account of the day an elderly lady passed away, who they'd been staying with, to assist her in her last days. This lovely elderly lady was always kind and caring for others, and had given her life to Jesus. She'd spent most of her time on earth telling others about him and praying for the healing of those suffering. When in her 80s, at last it was her time to go. The couple vividly remembers the experience. The elderly lady told her son that the angels were calling her that day and telling her to come. The son hadn't told this to the young couple until later on. He simply instructed them that she needed rest. That night, after saying goodnight to the woman and praying together, the young lady had a strong sensation of feeling the presence of the angels. The elderly woman fell asleep, but soon afterwards, they heard a little gasp. The young man says, "At that point, we both noticed a white, lightly glowing thing shooting out of her room and flew around and then went out of the house." The young lady says, "I ran into her room to check on her, and the Lord had already taken her. She had this gorgeous smile on her face. Her eyes were closed, but she had this beautiful smile on her face and such peace." It reminded me of what my friend related to me a few years ago, of what happened when her grandmother passed away. When she was lying on her deathbed, she suddenly exclaimed, "What's that beautiful music? Is it from the radio?" Everyone in the room looked at each other. They knew the radio wasn't on, and besides, Grandma had been deaf for the last 20 years. When they looked at Grandma again, she had the most beautiful, peaceful expression on her face, and she'd passed away. The singing that she heard was the angels welcoming her to heaven. I wonder why Steve Jobs, the founder of the Apple computer, said at the moment his earthly life came to a close, "Oh, wow! Oh, wow! Oh, wow!" What was he seeing and feeling that was so amazing and thrilling? It seems Thomas Edison was granted a peek of what it might have been. During his last moments before passing on, he said, "It's very beautiful over there." Perhaps the true accounts I'll share here, passed on by those who got to peek into the glories beyond, will help give us a glimpse. Alfred Hitchcock would have loved to have had the chance to know what you are about to have the pleasure of hearing. Some of his last words were, "One never knows the ending. One has to die to know exactly what happens after death." Thankfully, nowadays, that doesn't always need to be so, as that is just what has happened in many cases. There are numerous accounts and testimonials of what was experienced by those who had brief passings, followed by reviving, or those who've come near to passing. These accounts have helped to fill out the answer to what this mysterious afterlife might be like. Not only that, but many people, while still alive and well, have had personal experiences involving a tremendous vision of, or a special trip to, that land of love, peace, and joy, and have described it in detail for our benefit. Then, there are even those who are now residents of heaven, who have longed to let their loved ones on earth know just what the happy ending, or rather ecstatic beginning, was. And God, in His love, has allowed them to pass on messages to those on earth who are eager and desperate to hear. The fact that the accounts that have been told from multicultures and places, from people dating back thousands of years ago to the present day, all blend together to state nothing that contradicts, makes one sit up, open their eyes and take notice, and realize that a life beyond life and a much better, fuller, more joyful life exists. I'd like to invite you on a trip now, of sorts, into the realm of healing, peace, hope, excitement, and beauty as you absorb these true and good messages, words, stories, and songs. Perhaps you'll even get to have your own moment of validation as you reach out to the God who loves you immeasurably and wants you to find a place, a peace in your heart.